What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's so funny, like, to try and explain to people where I came from, because they have no idea the grind that I had to go through.
Yeah.
I was literally on this thing called the Black College Comedy Tour, yeah. And the clip art was like a court jester, right, that you get from Microsoft,
sure,
whatever images, and it was like the black version of the court jester.
Oh my God.
Swear to God. And it was on the top of the page.
Wow.
And guy was booking us, and man, he robbed us good. I mean, this guy burnt. Let me tell you something, Matt. This guy owned this thing, and he was booking top-notch comics. But during that time, no one knew who they were. There was no, there was no cable TV promoting Michael Blackson and JB Smooth and Monique
Earthquake.
No one was promoting that. There the improvs weren't even booking that. This is the 80s and 90s. So it's like no one was even booking this. So like this Black College Comedy Tour was the only outlet for black comics to get on stage.
Yeah.
And this guy burnt every goddamn bridge just for money. Like, this guy had no idea that there'd be a future.
Yeah.
He really thought that this was always going to be like
it,
this.
Yeah.
This was going to be the norm forever. Right. He had no idea that JB Smooth was going to be this huge.
Right.
You know what
I mean?
Like, this guy, if he would have played his cards right, we would all be taking care of him right now.
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah. Yep.
But unfortunately, this guy, I remember this guy, I don't know if he reached out to me or something, but where did I see him? I can't remember if he reached out to me or something, but he reached out.
Yeah.
And I just remember looking at him like, nah, man. bro.
Yeah,
I know the specific school where you ripped me off, bro.
Right.
We're done. You're done.
Right.
Just enjoy this moment where we're talking to each other.
Uh-huh.
Just know that you fucked up, man.
Right. And I'm sure you've had a lot of those in the past six, 7 years.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Well, like people.
Oh, coming out of the woodwork?
Sure.
Oh, big time, bro.
My favorite. I remember there was a basketball star. There was like a doc about, you know, being like what LeBron James called like survivor's remorse, where you made it out of the ghetto and now you have people, you know, and that works on every level of every strata. But I remember this guy saying this dude that he kind of grew up with that like never really did anything. And he's like, you should buy an apartment building. And the guy's like, why? And he's like, so I can manage it. Like, why would I take on that level of responsibility and debt to give you a day job?
To give you an opportunity.
A day job. What?
So true.
What is insane? You can go apply at someone else's building.
Yeah, you could go get a manager job anywhere.
You just want to fuck me over. You want to not show up and be like, man, you changed. Where's my check?
Dude.
Exactly.
That's the most insane example I've heard.
That's crazy. Like,
oh my God.
You must have at least a pamphlet full of like you could have put of emails that you could look at and be like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like the asking.
Who said this?
A ball player, I forget.
Dude,
a guy who'd been in the NBA a long time.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, God. The reason why they hit home is that has been brought up to me many times.
For sure. I'm like, buy property. And
or just any type of business. It's like, I'll go into business. In my head, I'm like, I got a gun and I just shot your head off.
Here's what's funny is that I have a DM of an opportunity for him that I was just like, what the fuck? How?
Uh-huh.
First of all, I'm not even going to ask this question. We haven't even had the conversation.
This is
the first time I'm mentioning it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
you're protecting your friend.
I'm like, there's no possible way that that's happening.
Second of all, never have a business proposition via DM.
Yeah.
Don't ever do that.
I'm just
go to someone's IG page and DM a business proposition.
It's amazing the things the offers that I get sure. for him that are indirectly for him, and I just go, yeah, okay, whatever.
Yeah, and
like, what are you doing?
A, that's not your job, and B, I will say I did have a funny one where a friend wanted a. My friend was like, he was a comic back in Chicago, and now he does a little bit of booking in like Ohio, and this is when he was kind of dipping his toe back in the water, like, oh, maybe I'll start, you know, booking shows and stuff. And he's just like, oh, I got this big theater. How much you think it would cost to get blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I was like, off top, one show, mm-hmm. one night, off top. I'm not even talking about playing in hotel, 10 grand. And he lost his mind. Yeah. Lost his mind. I don't even know this guy's quote. I don't know it. I don't talk with my friends about how much are you getting? Exactly. We don't discuss that.
Yeah, ever. Yeah, yeah.
But it was just, he was, what the, who deserves, and I'm just like, are you out of here? Do you know what business is?
Exactly, and that's the
it's
other thing.
It's supply and demand.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's the other thing, like, is that they have, usually they have no idea how this works.
Yes.
Nope. And I'm just going, you know, he has a manager and an agent.
Yes.
I'm his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
The fuck do you want me to do? No. Like, what are you asking right now?
No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, can you tell him I got a cool 500?
Yeah, exactly.
All I need is 9 hours of his time.
9 hours of his time, a cool 500, and whatever he wants to drink that day.
Exactly. It's like, what the fuck, man?
Crazy.
It's crazy.
Don't get into this business if you have no idea what this business is.
Yeah, and don't be being like the guy you mentioned, Carl, or whatever, who's just here to get a chunk.
Yeah.
Run away.
Yeah.
You know, it's a beautiful thing when you can get it to the point where you're doing very, very well financially. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know, it's very rare.
But you know what, Matt? Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm literally thinking about it right now. My son is 18, and he was part of that new movement, right? Like when he was like 6, I think that's when Twitter came out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And then IG was a part of his life. And then, you know, and then it moved to Snapchat, which he's still on. And now TikTok which
now.
My son doesn't like. So it's like now the new generation is doing TikTok where my son is still on Snap. Yeah. Whereas our generation is Instagram.
Yes.
And it's so crazy that was a part of our generation and their generation at the same time, right? Mm-hmm. But now with your kid in 7 years is going to be part of that digital space, and we don't know what it's going to be.
Right.
But how do you motivate and work around that to where we don't create someone like a Carl?
Right,
you know what I mean? And that's your daughter. Because the cool thing about my son is that it was still developing. There were still people saying, that'll never be the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so my son was a part of that. Whereas now it's legit. The future. There's no way around it, and your daughter is going to be a part of it. How do you teach her the ins and outs of that? How do you show her that you have to do groundwork like what we did before this shit existed?
I think, you know, A, example, and B, just to not be a negative dick.
Yeah.
Not to be that person that's just like, this is dumb. You know what's cool? What I like.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I can tell you right now, I don't know. I really don't understand TikTok. I do and I don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not good at it. I do have an account. I should use it more.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. But it's that thing where... I'm learning to get better at it.
Yeah.
But it's just like when you look at comedy or music or whatever, instead of going, boy, I hate this, and I might, I'll go, that's not for me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
where you know, I will express opinions, like, you know, she'll be like, oh, my dad doesn't like this or whatever. I'll tell her if I don't like a thing.
Yeah.
But who am I?
Yeah.
She has her life, I have mine. And it's kind of like, just understand that this thing in my pocket, this phone, is addictive.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah. It is.
People pull it out and look at it without realizing they're looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's designed that way. So just like anything, you can use it for good, you can use it for bad. An extreme example would be like alcohol. You know, it can make you have fun, it can ruin your life.
Yeah.
So it's this thing where it's... You have to find your joy and your motivation in other ways than how they want to dangle the carrot in front of you.
Yeah,
you know, where it's kind of like you can blow up on Instagram. Just devote, you know, 8 hours a day to it. It's like,
no.
That's not acceptable.
Right.
No, that's not acceptable.
Right.
You know, half an hour a day. Yeah, sure. You know, if you're actually building toward a thing and you're not just scrolling. The same technology they use for Twitter and Facebook with the scrolling is the same technology pioneered by slot machines.
It's the pull.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even think of
that's
that.
That's a scientific fact that I learned from someone who's smarter than me.
Yeah.
You know, so it's that thing where just keep put that in your head and keep that in mind. And don't I feel like most most of us kind of just coast along and be like, well, you know, it's fine to live off the dollar menu on McDonald's, and it's, and it, you know, and I'm not putting on someone who has to live that way. If you're not talking about people that are in poverty where it's much harder to be this discriminatory.
Right.
But it's, I think that's really it.
No, you're right. Like, and I didn't even think of that, man. That is true. It is an addictive thing to just push up and have that type of power to just move on for more entertainment.
Well, it's the other thing
that's nope. And that's a power thing.
Yeah.
And it's also the, it's called machine learning. So what it is, it's artificial intelligence. So it basically just mimics your brain after, you know, after you've scrolled for a little bit.
Yeah.
The algorithm is mimicking what you would have done, what you would have looked for on your own.
I don't like that.
It's not cool. It's so not cool.
We in Black Mirror?
Yeah. And so it's, and so the reason why you'll keep scrolling and keep scrolling because it's giving you exactly what you wanted.
Yeah, I don't like that. Man. I don't like that. I don't like the fact that a phone knows what I like. Yeah. And you know what else I hate? I hate it when I'm looking at something on Instagram or whatever the case may be, and then all of a sudden a sponsored ad pops up of exactly what I was looking at.
Yes, exactly.
Or exactly what I was thinking. There was times where I was just thinking of it. I swear to God, I don't know if that's coincidence or what, but I'm like, electric bike? I said that to my son in the car.
Yeah.
How the fuck did you know I was looking at electric bikes?
Yeah.
I don't like that, dude.
What's the immersive thing where you put the thing over your eyes? Like
VR?
VR. I'll never do that.
Virtual reality. A comic backstage at the store was like, oh, this guy was telling me never do VR porn. I'm like, you didn't have to tell me that. I will never. I will never let the snake in the Garden of Eden give me that apple.
Yeah,
I'm never going to bite that apple open.
Yeah, man.
Not today, Satan. It's just like, I just know. You know, it's like, once you've had that, it's just like, I'm never going to try heroin. Like, I don't want to know how good it is.
Yeah, it's like, never swim with crocodiles. Like,
you know,
okay.
VR porn.
Fair.
VR porn.
No.
Who the fuck would say that? That's a bad idea no matter what.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you already have options in porn where exactly what you want to see, it's just like, that's bad enough.
Yeah, dude.
It's bad enough.
Yeah, but I'm fucking a dragon lady now. It's amazing. She's got a long green tail and I have to hold it up the whole time or I lose points. It's a game too?
Do you remember when all those people were losing their minds because the Avatar world wasn't real and they wanted to be in that tribe of dolphin lizard people, whatever they were, and like, you know, like they tried to mimic kind of the Native American thing where they all plugged into a tree. I think people just wanted to have that thing where it's like, I can talk right to God and I have my own flying dragon, and they were crying because it wasn't a real world. And I'm just like, if I could just keep my kid from being that person, where it's just like, and also they would murder you in that world. You would never survive. They were a race of warriors. You know, I'm sorry,
warriors.
Dennis,
you're not a warrior.
Dennis, you're in horrible shape.
You
would take one punch and cry.
Yeah, you would.
And
cry.
I'm not saying that's bad, but you know,
but it's also not good.
It's not good.
It's not good for you.
You haven't trained. Back to the magic door. You haven't trained enough to be with the Avatar tribe.
Be a warrior overnight.
No way. No way.
Yeah. I will say this. You said that you're not on TikTok, right?
And I do have a TikTok account.
You do?
I put maybe two things on there of my stand-up captions.
Oh, good.
That's all. I haven't put...
I put up. And I'm telling you, man, that TikTok thing, it helped. It helped
me.
Yeah.
I got to get on it,
my Instagram account was good. And you know, my career is great. But goddamn, dude, I got a TikTok video that I posted. It's at 42 million. I'm like, what?
That's great.
So I was just trying to. Thing that I did that I regret is that when it was, I think it was Musically, was what it was called.
Yeah.
Originally.
Yeah.
And I joined it early, but there was a whole bunch of like 8-year-olds on there. And
I was
just like, okay, I feel really weird being on here.
Yeah, that's how I felt about Snapchat.
And then things started progressing. And just last week, TikTok surpassed YouTube for new music discovery, which means that
they're changing now. They're not what everyone thinks. It's not a TikTok dance culture.
No, not at all.
They're literally, there's people like in every category are getting huge responses. And mine, stand up. Like, I love posting my stand up on TikTok.
Yeah.
The viewers are just, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I had a girl walk me. Evidently, TikTok has a massive lesbian following,
and
comic that I work with named Leslie. Oh, what's her last name? She has a podcast that's called "We're Having Gay Sex." That's very funny, where she interviews other gay people, and so she. She was like, look, lesbians are, we're really good at TikTok. Let me walk you through it. So she gave me this bullet point thing and I did exactly what I'm supposed to post. But then I was like, I didn't think about when to post. I posted like middle of the night, like a dum-dum or something. And yeah. So it's like decent views, but not enough. And it's like, I got, and back to me being motivated and not cut myself off when I start, you know, I withdrew.
Right,
I'm not
right.
good at it. You know, but it's like, I got to be that better example for my kid and be like, don't give up. Just because you suck at something, keep going, try it again, try TikTok again. And so like, I need to get back on the horse because I've never heard any comic who really committed themselves to putting things on like every 2 days or something go, it was a mistake, waste my time. I'm getting all these new followers, cool, you know?
I mean, we have to learn to, well, Snap, don't get on Snap. Snap is stupid.
No, it's just like I can't.
The minute I saw my son like communicating with his friends on Snap, I was like, ooh, I gotta go. And that was right away, by the way.
Right.
Like I remember joining Snap and then like getting rid of the app like within a month.
Yeah.
Because it was this is a kid's app and that's my son. TikTok, I felt the same way, mm-hmm. but I refused to get on TikTok. And then just recently, I just got it like last year.
Wow.
Not even. Yeah. No, not like maybe 6 months ago, right?
Yeah. That's pretty much me too.
And the reason why is because someone goes, hey man, do you know you have a trending video on TikTok? I was like, what? They were like, yeah, it's like 25 million. I was like, are you kidding me? And then I opened and I saw it. I was like, oh, okay. It was my bit. And then I was like, oh, well then I got to get this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Thank you, Amanda Cerny. She's the one that called TikTok because someone had my name, Joe Coy, and verified. Right. And I was like, wait, that's me. No, it wasn't verified. They had my name and they wouldn't give it to me. And Amanda just made a call. Man, what? How powerful, right?
I know, right?
She just made a call. And that's then great. Next thing you know, I was like, here it is. I got it.
Yeah.
Was that? What was that gay sex pod again? What was her name? That's her? Is that her?
Yeah, Ashley Gavin. Ashley Gavin.
Yeah. I like Ashley Gavin's swag. She dresses just like me.
She's very fun.
I love that, dude. That's so cool, man. So, all right, cool. And that's a pot. What's the name?
You got to come back on mine. It's called. It was originally called Advice from a Dipshit with Matt Barger, and now it's called This Might Help.
Oh, I like that.
I was because it's kind of like the thing where it's like this might help. It might. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah,
you know. I have people on, and you go. Yeah,
I like that you changed the name.
Yeah, and it's like it's got me as kind of like an old timey psychiatrist, and so
I love it.
I have.
Can I tell you why I love it?
What's up?
When people say stuff that. Like when they go, hey, I hope you do good. I don't like that saying. So I always like if someone says that to me, I always go, never say hope. Don't even say it to me, but don't you ever say it.
Yeah.
Don't say to yourself, man, I hope I do this well. Always say I'm gonna do well. Or I hope this works. No, this will work. Like it's you just gotta change it by a little bit. Like when you said advice from a dipshit, it's like, no, Matt, you're very smart. You're not a dipshit. You know what I mean? And like you're calling yourself something that you're not.
I was leaning into the unqualified thing because I didn't want to be like, you know, Dr. Drew or anything
that.
Where people are like, all right, I need actual clinical advice. I feel like we've, you know, back to the butterfly effect thing. We've all made so many mistakes that if someone calls in and is like, hey, I'm kind of on the fence about this, that, or the other, be like, well, here's what I went through and this might help. And so I have... I've had every kind of comic on and I've had like different, you know, actors and things like that. And one of my managers I had on, Biz, who is pretty much new to the game, but is non-binary. So it's like to have them on and be like, let's talk about that. And I have people call in who are just like, you know, it's that thing where people have a genuine crisis of identity. And I think that's true of all of us at certain points in our lives.
Right,
so, you know, but at the same time, it's hilarious. I had a guy call in where he was like, I think he thought it was live, but he still left me a message where he's like, I'm on acid with my roommates and there's a possum in the attic and should I put on these boxing gloves and catch it? Like, fuck no. They're like needle teeth. It'll go right past those smooth boxing gloves.
The fact you had an answer.
Bite your face.
The fact that you had an answer.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah.
This might help. You know what's crazy, Matt, now that you said that, is my son. Okay, so I go on this vacation and I take all my nieces and nephews, right?
Hmm.
And Connor was dressed up like, oh, God bless Connor, man. But he's my little godson, right?
Yeah, he's my nephew.
And he had a fisherman's hat on and he had like the Ray-Ban style glasses and the Hawaiian shirt and like shorts that didn't match the Hawaiian shirt. Then he had socks with fucking sandals. And it's just like, me and my son just looked at each other. We're like, we have to watch Fear and Loathing, right? Like, we have to watch it because every day he's reminding us to watch it. Okay. So we finally get back from the vacation. That's the vacation right there.
Oh, nice.
Which kids do you think are Andres? Exactly. You know, every time we had to take a family picture, the black kids would group up. And I'm like, no, we're not doing this. We're not segregating the family. And I have to break up the family. Look at my son's afro. It's bigger than Kenny's.
That's funny.
And then, by the way, he's standing with all the black kids.
Yeah. Well, Kenny and Joe grew up together. So that's cute. And of course, AJ kind of grew up with Joe, too.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
It's the Smucker's Uncrustables Radio Hour. With round, soft, pillowy bread filled with delicious PB&J, here's your host, Uncrustables.
Caller on line 3. What's eating you?
No one.
Crust, is that you?
Ugh.
Uncrustables are the best part of the sandwich. Sorry, crust.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Okay, so anyways, Matt, we watch Fear of Loathing, right?
Okay,
Fear and Loathing? I can't remember.
Fear and Loathing.
But my son was just like, right when we came back from vacation, he was like, can we watch it? Because we kept thinking about it because Connor was dressed like him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So
So
then we watched this movie. I swear to God, Matt, this movie answered a question. And this movie is, I don't know how many years old. It's like 20-something years old, right?
Right.
It never answered a, like, when I go past these streets, you know, especially here in Studio City, you'll see the homeless situation over there by Universal and all that. And you're just like, dude, it's chaos over there.
Mm-hmm.
And like, as a person that doesn't understand, and you know, these people are obviously mentally, you know, they're ill, or, you know what I mean? Or they're dealing with, you know, heavy drug issues right now. And they're, and the first thing with someone that's not dealing with this type of, you know, this illness or whatever, the first thing you say is like, yo, can you throw it in the trash? That's how you act, right? Sure. And it's so fucked up. You're just like, pick that up and throw it in the trash. Like, why are they doing this? You know, why did they set that car on fire? And then I watch this movie and I'm like, oh my God. Because they're not in the same world that we're in.
Yeah. Yeah.
They really think there's dragons coming at them and they're throwing stuff at them. Like, I watched this movie and I was like, yo, this explains everything.
Yeah.
Like, they are really fighting these demons
that's interesting. It's almost like
they're burning cars because it's not they want to burn a car. It's because there's a dragon in that car they're burning the car.
Do you remember that Robin Williams movie, The Fisher King?
Yes.
It's like that thing where he thinks he's Don Quixote, where like he's taking on this dragon, but it's like he has something buried in his past that he cannot face.
Right? Yes.
I think that's very true. I mean, I would say the massive problem is the massive inequality of wealth that's happened, where you've got like this, it's way less than 1% has so much fucking
bro, we were just talking about that yesterday, man.
Everyone else has it drained, and it's like, so you know what I'm talking about. But what does living on the streets do to your mind, your emotional state?
Yeah. Right?
What does it do to your sense of self-worth when you're, you know,
you're living in an extreme survival mode.
Right.
Yeah.
And if anybody has ever, I've been in survival mode, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you have too. You know, you've been in that space where it's like, maybe not that extreme,
sure,
but you're like back against the wall.
Yeah.
I have one meal, you know, I know what the next meal is, but I don't know what the meals are after
that.
Yes. That can damage your psyche.
Yes.
It can make you, because you start to behave in a manner, you start to behave like I have to survive.
Yeah.
And you become a savage. Mm-hmm. You become a savage. You become whatever your environment is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so people don't understand that, okay, if I've been out here 30 days or if I've been out here 90 days,
right,
it starts to look a little different. And you start to look like food.
Yeah, yeah,
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it becomes that dynamic.
But I think everyone should watch that movie, Fear and Loathing, right? And the reason they should. And the reason why is because you don't understand the different levels of drug addiction and mental illness.
Sure.
This movie in like a comedic kind of like weird, I don't even know how to explain this movie. You literally are looking through their lens. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when you do those types of drugs or when you're dealing with that type of mental capacity, it's like, this is the world they're living in. And you feel bad. Like now when I drive by, I'm like, dude, I swear to God, before the movie, I would drive by. I'm like, fuck, man. Why are you guys doing this? Yeah. Like you're doing it. And now I'm like, oh, you guys need help. You know, and it sucks because my brother has, my brother has a mental illness, really bad. Fortunately, he's in a hospital and he's being taken care of. You know, and every now and then he will go out into the street, but then he finds a way to get back in the system. And you know, there's people that don't want to go back in the system, and they end up underneath an overpass, and they burn cars and they throw trash on the ground because they're throwing it at a snake or something, like whatever the case may be. Yeah. What we need is not Jeff Bezos to go up into fucking outer space for $5.6 billion for 36 seconds when he could have spent that money helping these people that are fighting dragons and demons underneath an overpass. I'm being serious. I'm not trying to be funny. $5.6 billion, Jeff Bezos. You could have fucking made some shelters and helped some people.
It's wild that he, you know, we all have, you know.
It makes me not want to buy shit on Amazon, Matt.
Fucking A.
I swear to God.
There's things we could be doing with all of our money, but he's the guy who is like, I just don't see how, like, this is the best use of my surplus. Like, really?
Yeah.
Why are you going to goddamn space? Are you seven? This is insane.
Matt, and to make it even more clear, right? It's $5.6 billion in 36 seconds.
Yeah.
He only got to go up for 36 seconds. So what I'm trying to say is, it is a surplus of money, but it's not like, hey, you know what? I'm about to die and this is the money that I saved up and I want to go see space. No, it's so much money that he's willing to spend $5.6 billion for 36 seconds, which means he has more of those.
He has more
36 seconds.
For sure.
It's an endless amount of money that this guy has, and you chose to spend that on that. Look, hey, God bless you. It is your money. I get it, but you shouldn't have flaunted it. You shouldn't have publicized that. You shouldn't have showed anybody that you could do that. And then it's not up to us. Like, it's... For some reason, it's not even one percenters. I call them half percenters. Yeah. That they make it look like, hey, well, you know what? You should donate too. It's like, no, man, I do donate. I do mine, and I don't go public about what I do, right? But don't put it on the people that are not a part of that elite
that have the lion's share of the
world. Bro, you are literally the world's economic, like you. You're the reason why people have jobs. You're the reason why people are spending money. You're at the top of this mountain that no one can even think about at this moment. Like, I can't even think of that, right?
And you need to build hospitals,
goddammit.
Hell yeah.
And if you're going to go to Mars, it better be a Jeff Bezos fucking hospital over there.
It would be so funny if you went to space in secret. Like, he wanted to keep it secret from us. We're like, where are you going? You know, but he just went up and then came down. And was like, I did it. But do you know the dark theory, right? Between him and Elon, what they're trying to do?
Mm-mm.
You know, the Earth is dying. Climate change is brutal.
Sure.
We have a chance now to roll things back or at least keep things in stasis so they'll be better for our kids and our grandkids and all that shit. But we're in crisis mode where it's like, if we don't do shit, we'll be in 25 years, it's over. It's over. Earth will be uninhabitable besides like the Great Lakes in America kind of thing. For example, that's just one continent. The theory is they want to get the fuck off our blue marble and colonize Mars, the moon, and start their own shit and use the money and the surplus they have. Here's what they don't get. We will blow their rocket out of the sky if they try to leave. You're dying with us, Elon.
Yeah, I'm
driving a Tesla, my Tesla, into the ground floor of where your rocket is and take out the rotors.
I will.
And you're going to collapse.
I'm coming with you.
I'm taking you like a Bond villain, dude. Bro. You're going out.
Right. Oh, you could be Sean Connery.
Yeah.
You could be Bond. That you were Sean Connery. This is the Sean Connery moment.
There we go.
I will be driving, holding a martini and spilling on my lap.
Fucking tux on. Like, is that Matt Bronger?
I think that's the best theory that I've heard, where it's just like, yeah, you
that's
don't want to
I have.
You
I mean, I put be, it a little different.
Dude,
but,
they could send up like thousands of drones and just send seeds out and plant trees everywhere. Because that's what we need. We need clean air and we need to slow the warming of this earth.
Yeah.
More trees will do that. Mm-hmm. They won't do that. Instead, they'll be like flying up in space. They're like, yeah, what if I just live somewhere else, let everyone else die? Where it's like, that's what I keep going back to. I think we have hope, and it's stupid to just go, ah, fuck it. Like, no, this is our planet. But, like, I love the fact they think they're going to leave.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You think your workers are going to be cool with it? Yes, sir. Get on the rocket. Yeah. Wait, you took out the main thruster. Yeah, fuck yeah, I took out the thruster. You want to hit this joint?
Yeah.
I got some beers. Let's watch this dude explode in the sky.
I got
a live feed in the cockpit so he sees when it happens.
I think when he spent $5.6 billion for 30 seconds, I think he realized, oh, there's no way I'm going to make it to Mars.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. There's no way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how many years away? Like, you're not going to make it. There's not enough money for you to get to Mars. And now when you get there, what? You got to colonize it?
Yeah.
What else you got to do? You got to put a fucking tree there because it's dead.
Yes.
Right.
So why are you so worried about Mars when you can put those trees right here?
They're not so much worried about Mars. They're worried about getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, find someplace.
You're not going to get out of here.
I love this weird conspiracy theory. I kind of collect this weirdness in my head. But there was a theory that supposedly an astronaut, one of the guys who landed on the moon, not Neil Armstrong, but one of the other guys, he was interviewed in private and told somebody, he was like, yeah, we were warned off. And it was like, what? He's like, well, there's this area we went over this ridge and we saw a ship bigger than we'd ever seen. And it was like, I think this is bullshit.
Yeah.
But they basically told us in our heads, we heard a voice like, don't come back, stay on your planet. And another friend of mine who was kind of like new agey, he was like, we were stoned, but he was like, I read a thing that said we're the bad neighborhood of the universe. every UFO you see, they're just like, man, look how fucked up.
That's so
peace.
Funny.
And they fly away.
That's great.
They're just like, what is this place?
That doesn't feel far-fetched.
I don't think so either.
The way we use our resources and don't work together and constantly fight and war.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just up in their utopia like, figure it out, man. Yeah, just help each other.
That's so true.
Well, we talk about the theory of all the technology that's here now has been here, and they had it, and they just dropped it off.
They drop it off.
And then they're looking down.
But you know what they drop it off for?
Going, what the fuck
No, but you know what they drop it off for, Matt? Peanut butter, because they don't know how to make peanut butter where
that's
they're
what
from.
It is? Okay.
And they're like, yeah, here, hey man, give them the iPhone 11, bro. These fucking people love it. They do dances for 15 seconds. It's going viral.
It's pretty great.
Just get the one. Yeah. Just get the peanut butter without peanuts. Dad'll love it.
The creamy one.
It's like we just went and put a Snoopy snow cone machine in like a monkey pen. Like, let's see what he does.
It's so funny because Spielberg made a joke about it in E.T. It's like all he wanted was peanut what was it? Reese's
Pieces.
That blew his mind. Fucking thing that could... This thing can make a spaceship out of fucking plastic cups. You know what I mean? But all he wanted was Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, seriously.
What the fuck is
And we're fucking with modern medicine. He can just touch you and you heal.
Yeah, you heal.
He brings people back to life.
Yeah, exactly.
Just give me peanut butter.
He's like a misshapen Christ figure.
Yeah, man.
He can raise people.
Yes.
Love that.
Yes. Just give me that bag of fucking Reese's Pieces.
We can't make candy.
No, we can't. We're stupid. We don't even know how to do that.
What is this?
Anything else?
Yeah.
You get hit by a car, I will save you.
I will heal you.
Tell me how to make those peanuts into candy again.
How fucked up would that be? Like, that's health insurance now. You get just T-boned and you're like, my legs are broken. And they're like, we use the jaws of life. Do you have Reese's Pieces?
Do you have Reese's Pieces, what? Man?
Help me. No, there's no Reese's Pieces in here. Look, sir, my hands are tied.
Hey, look, we want to help you.
E.T. and the crew will not help you.
Look, he's in the car now.
Yeah.
The only way he's getting out is if you have peanut butter. It's so true, dude.
Right.
There's no way. There's no way these phones were built by man. No. I'm sorry. That's my theory. There's no way. I've said this to my son one time. I go, look, get all your smartest people in America. No, not in the world. All of them. Get the best engineer. Get the best mathematician, physicist, whatever. The best. The smartest one in each one of those fields, right?
Mm.
And put them in a desert and see if they can make the iPhone again. And give them all the equipment that they need.
Right,
right.
They're not making that goddamn iPhone. You know why? Because an alien dropped it off for peanut butter. I'm telling you that right now. There's no fucking way. Spielberg knew it. Spielberg knows what he's talking about. I believe Steven.
Yeah?
E.T. fucking came here for peanut butter and his fucking spaceship broke down. That's what happened. There's no way.
Right.
I'm telling you. So, yeah, that's my theory. Plus, I love Steven. You know that. My movie comes out April 2022.
Nice.
On Amblin. Amblin.
There you go.
Yeah, man. So, that's my fucking opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That's right.
But I watched that movie, and I was just like, wow. And it gave me a better understanding of my brother, too. I know this is fucked up to think like this because, you know, when it's your family, you think a different way. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this is my brother. You know, if he would just take his medicine, it's just like, yo, he's looking through a different lens, man. Yeah,
I think it's dope that like the awareness is getting better. Like,
mental health issues.
I mean? And you know, my brother's got an iPhone now, and he FaceTimes me.
Wow. Okay.
He FaceTimes me. It's hard. It's hard for me to pick up the phone, man.
Sure.
It really is. And, but I do. I do pick it up and. You know, and it goes right to that world again. But I'm telling you, that movie really helped me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know it's fucked up to say that, but it's just I get it. I get it, Robert. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he'll flip the camera around, right? Mm-hmm. And he's got this collage on his mirror, right? And he's, what he does is, actually, he's very smart. You know, if you really think about it. But he's got a collage of all of his, the people that he always talks about to me, which is like Robert Conrad, and then he's got like Bruce Lee, and then he's got like an anime character over here. And then he sits in the middle of all of them, and then he flips the camera, and I have to talk to that, which is crazy. But it's not crazy because it's like, that's the world he's in. Now, and he's in the middle of it, and now I'm understanding, oh, I'm talking to this guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I get it. I get it. And I got to learn more about it. And, you know, I'm at that age now where it's like I'm not young and God, I don't even know what I'm saying right now. I don't want to offend anybody.
It's ignorance. Right?
Yeah, it is. And I was very ignorant.
And it's judgmental. And it's just like we have to have at least the understanding of what you're saying.
Yeah.
There's a different perception of the world that they're living in. And we have to like. There has to start to be some give.
And you talked about like social media with like my kid and how do you talk, but it's just, I think it just comes down to you were never an asshole dad that was like, don't be like this. That person sucks or whatever. You know, like, and like we, not me, I was lucky enough to have a dad that was very, you know, enlightened and very mindful, but I had a lot of friends who had dads who were just like, look at those crazies. There's us and there's them and that's life. That's life.
Right.
And it's like, okay, but we're all people and some of us are damaged and some of us have damages that we were born with. And it's just this thing where it's like the best thing you can do is just step out of your own shoes and just go, I don't know. I don't know what this person is going through. I'd like to help. Maybe you can talk to me. You know, whatever.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy, Matt, is I grew up during that time where, one, my mom is an immigrant, so it's like, it's all about pride and family, so don't tell anyone that your brother is dealing with mental illness because now we're not part of this new life. Yeah. So let's keep that a secret. And then, of course, society was like that guy. Yeah. Look at those crazy. So now, once again, I'm suppressing how I feel because my mom doesn't want me to mention it.
Yeah.
People outside don't want me to say that I have somebody that's dealing with this issue. So for years, bro, you can look at all my interviews. It's just like people ask me, do you have any siblings? And I would go, yeah, I have two sisters. And I would never mention my brother. And now I feel so bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because we lived in a time where that wasn't
normal and it wasn't cool. And now, it, you know, like you said, you know, mental awareness and illness is being accepted. And, and we know that we all have it. Now, my brother just has an extreme case of it. Whereas I'm crazy. You know how many times I talk to my fucking self, bro? Yeah.
I go to therapy twice a month.
I got to check in. Yeah, man. You know,
I got to look under the hood.
Yeah, dude, you do.
Well, and you said normal. And that's the thing. It's like, what is our definition of normal? Because there's some shit that I do when I'm by myself where if I did it in public, there'd be a problem. Yeah,
you're not normal.
They'd someone to come get me.
Yeah, and the thing is, Dre, what you do in private, we all do. We do. I'm just saying, mine might be different. No, but what I'm saying is we all have that thing that we do behind closed doors. We all deal with mental issues, and therapy is good.
And
back in the day, like in the 80s and 90s, when I was growing up, when you said you went to a therapist, everyone labeled you. Oh, you're crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
It's like, you know who's crazy? The person that doesn't get therapy. Yeah. You need to talk to somebody.
Anybody who says to me, like, I don't need therapy, I have friends.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you say anything to your friends?
No.
Anything.
No.
Hell no.
You
have friends you've had your whole life that if you say one thought you had that's very dark and very destructive, they would look at you different.
Yeah. And
probably the rest of their life.
Yeah.
But if you have someone that is impartial, that is not a part of your life, and you say something, I don't know what, but wackadoo, let's say an insane version would be like, I was at the mall and I wanted to kill everybody at the mall. Yeah. Like really kill them. Like go around and shoot them all.
Right. Yeah.
But in the face, like something crazy like that.
Yeah.
You know, like, and he'd be like, well, okay, well this, or he or she, you know, it's just like, you need to have that person, not that you even do that, but that you can, if you need.
And then the other side of that is that some of your friends and family won't point out the fact that you're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
No, exactly.
They won't just say that point of view is wrong.
I do this thing on stage now because I'm talking about therapy and stuff. And it's just like, you know, you go through like marriage counseling or you go through relationship counseling. It's like, there's people that don't, oh no, I just talked to my friend. It's like, you can't talk to your friend because if you talk to your best friend, your best dude friend about how you and your wife aren't getting along, you know what he's going to say to you? Let's go to the strip club.
Yeah.
Literally. Oh, fuck that bitch. Oh, you need to be single anyways.
Yeah.
You don't need to hear that. Right. You need to tell your real truth. You need to tell your real emotions to someone that's going to be not biased. You know what I mean? Right. Like you want someone that's going to want to hear your story and then call you on your bullshit.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's the fear of therapy. You don't want to hear that you're full of shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? You want to hear that you're right.
Yep.
And you need to hear that you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where the healing starts.
Yes.
So yeah, it's crazy and crazy that you don't do it. How's that?
Yeah.
So we also been blessed, Matt, because we are comics and we're very good at like, making fun of our insecurities and making fun of our
what's an outlet?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Self-deprecation is great because it grounds you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you can be funny about it, then other people in the audience look at you and go, yeah, man, I used to be fat too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's okay.
Nothing connects like the exposing of an insecurity or something. And we've all gone through that. Or do you go through that and you get people going, oh my God, I do that. Oh my God, I do that.
Yeah.
You know?
And they love it. And then they clap and laugh and then they join you in that journey. And that's the best thing about talking. Look, stand-up comedy is a perfect example of what good therapy is for me, I think.
Sure.
To be able to laugh at our flaws.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Okay.
Yeah,
you
know,
let's sum it up on that.
To your point, we definitely lucked out that way.
Yeah, we did.
Cool. Definitely
grateful. And you're in such a great position now, Matt. I've always loved you, man.
Thanks,
I think you're so goddamn funny.
Thanks.
And now that you're part of the dad world that me and Andre are in, and this is the beginning of your journey, it's just like you have you've made the right decision.
Thanks, man.
You're in a great position.
Thank you.
Gonna be an amazing dad. Mentally, you're fucking there. Physically, you're there. And at 46, you're mentally and physically you're right on where you're supposed to be for this beautiful daughter that you're having.
Thank you, man.
And raising, I mean.
So can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Can I open for you the forum? How much do I get? Because I want to know how much money. How much money do I get?
I got a newborn daughter to take care of.
I need a number.
This is how much I usually get.
It'd be so wild if he was so poker faced. I was the guy.
Yeah.
The whole time.
I was you the whole time.
I even came on the show.
Can I
get?
Can I tell you something just on the side? I wanted to wrap it, but I went to see Eddie Murphy Raw, right? I was 15 years old. I bought the tickets with my mom's credit card. This is before there was the internet, so you had to call on phone, and Ticketmaster would always be at some like little small area, like in a mall. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like a booth. You remember it was at the Bon Marché. Yep. The Bon Marché at Tacoma Mall. So you had to go up to customer service, and they had like a little booth with a sign that said Ticketmaster, and then you go pick up your tickets in an envelope. So anyways, I got the tickets to Raw. And it was at the Seattle Coliseum where the Sonics would play, right? Yeah. I was 15 rows from the stage, man. I remember dead center. I couldn't believe I got those tickets. And I remember that there was three rows in front of me. A fight broke out. And I remember looking at William, my best friend, going, dude, what? Like, you just got into a fight right before Eddie came out? You waited 6 months to get into a fight, and now you're not even going to see him? I remember them escorting him out, and I was kind of happy because they were kind of sitting in front of me, and I was like, cool. You know what I mean? Better view.
Right.
And but I was just like, what an idiot. But anyways, man, long story short, that climate I don't know the name of it, Climate Arena is what it's called now, but it used to be called Key Arena, and then it was the Coliseum before that. And it just went on sale, and we sold, I think we're almost sold out. It went on sale. It's not until January.
Dude.
Yeah, it's called Climate. I don't know what it's called, but it's, no, Climate. That's the Tacoma Dome. It's called, he's looking up. No, it's called Key Arena. If you want to look up Key Arena.
Yeah.
But I put it on sale, and literally in 1 hour we were at, there it is. There it is right there. That second pit, the second picture, bottom left. Left. Yeah, that's it.
That's
cool. Key Arena. That's where I saw Eddie Murphy play. And it's called Climate Something. I just wanted to tell you that, Matt.
That's
that
so
dreams come true, because I remember sitting in those seats. I was 15, and I remember looking up into the 300 section, right? Because it was sold out, right?
Yeah.
And I remember looking up, just going, climate there's pledge. No way. There's Climate Pledge. I go, there's no way there's this many people to see one guy.
Yeah.
Like, there's this many people. There was more. And this is during the bad times of the Sonics. You know what I mean? This is not the good time. I mean, they were a great team. They had Dale Ellis and they had the X-Men and all that, right? But I mean, you know what I'm saying? They're really selling tickets.
Right.
But I remember just looking up into the seats going, there's no way. Like, how is this possible? And like, yo, I'm going to be there. It's almost sold out. It's not till January, and it literally like almost sold out.
Sold 9,000 tickets. Tickets mostly, you sell very well, and a lot of people sell very well. Most people are like doing fine.
Yeah.
But it's just because of...
Yeah.
And stuff like that. People are gun shy, and things sell, but not till week of.
Right. Yeah. Right,
you know what I mean? Like that's when the seats get ate up.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck it, I'll go.
Yeah.
Or whatnot. And people have, vaccination regulations in place. Right. They figure it out. But it's fun that that's happening now. You're close now. That is crazy.
Bro, it's amazing. Not till January of next year. We're at 9,000. It's only 10,000 to sell out. So it's basically sold out. But what's crazy, Matt, is like, that's a perfect example of dreams come true, right?
Yes.
It's like, I cannot wait for when they open up the arena for me to go in and do sound check. I'm literally going to sit in the seat that I sat in when I saw Eddie Murphy.
God.
I'm going to sit there and just be like, yo.
That's so cool.
Right?
So you have to wear a leather suit.
Can I tell you what I did for that?
Yes.
I did the DAR in D.C., Constitutional Hall, where he shot Delirious. And I went and I did three shows that day, and I remember telling the guy that runs the building, I go, where's that door that he came out of? And they go, they put seats in front of it now, you can't go through that door. I go, I'm going through that door, so you're gonna have to move these people. And we literally had to physically move the people.
Oh my God.
So I can go through that door. And I went and bought a red jacket, right?
Nice.
And I walked out, man. Bro, I got chills because that was my favorite special when I was a kid. When I
was everybody's 11. Favorite special.
When I was 11, I would watch it every day.
No one knew what a special was.
Right, no, I didn't even know what it was, man. And I walked out out that door. That door's still there, Matt.
Wow.
And I remember touching the door. It still looks the same from watching it. And then I walked out, man. And it was just like, that was that moment. I was like, I'm living my dream. So
yeah.
Man, if you're a kid, and you can still be a kid. There's no age to being a kid, by the way. You can be a kid any time of your life. Mm-hmm. If you're dreaming about it, it can happen. I swear. I know it sounds cliche. Is that a cliche? I don't know what a cliche is.
It is, but it's like, it's also true.
Yeah, it's very true.
It's also true.
And I don't like the fact that when you see somebody say dreams come true, it's usually a cartoon mouse going, someday I could be a human. Dreams will come true. No, man, you don't have to be a cartoon mouse to feel that thought. I don't like that. I feel like it's programming. You know what I mean? No, show some real humans living out their dreams, man. Right. You think Kobe Bryant was just like, oh, I hope I can play basketball for the Lakers? No.
Good,
you know
back to that magic Michael, door.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
yeah.
Michael, no magic door to dreams.
Yeah,
you know. Kicked in the mouth.
Like, bro, I'm telling you, live it out, man.
Yes.
Live it out. You want to have a kid at 47? Yeah.
Fuck
you can have a kid at 47.
Great. I can tell you right now.
Yeah, it's the best thing you could do. You want to be a comic at 33. You want to be a comic at 15. You want to fly a plane because that was my dad's thing. My dad was 75. My dad was 70 and he just looked at me and he was like, you know, I always wanted to fly a plane, Joe, but I never did.
Yeah.
And he goes, I live vicariously through you. He goes, you doing this. And he goes, I love it. I love watching you do something that you thought of in your head because I always wanted to be a pilot.
That's rad.
You know what I mean?
That's great.
So I love that. And he goes, I'm glad you never did what I did, which is grow old and say, I wish I would have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
don't
want to be that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't do
so,
that.
Or you don't want to be that woman either. You just, you know, just
don't
want
to settle.
No.
You don't want to settle, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Don't settle. Matt Bronger, thank you for dropping.
Thanks for coming.
Dimes. You dropped so many dimes today. I love it, man. So motivating. You're so good looking. You're so funny.
Thanks, dude.
And God bless you, your wife, and the daughter.
Thanks, man.
Yo, that's the Koi Pond. Thank you so much. I love you, Andre.
Love you.
Love you, Matt.
All right, brother.
You guys are the best.
That was fun.
Yeah.
That was great. That was fun.